This is CliffCentral.com. 360 Biz on CliffCentral.com.
It is 360biz.com. My name is Debo Homafodi. Welcome to another exciting installment of 360 Biz right here on Cliff Central. It is indeed a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I mean, you know what? It's just so happening out there. I mean, it is pretty much hectic. And interesting enough, this is quite actually a busy week for business people in general. I know that even there's been a lot of events and a lot of conferences that are taking place today. I know that some of us need to split ourselves actually two ways. I don't know how I'm going to be able to split myself two ways to be attending all these events. But at the end of the day, for me, it really shows that companies are going out there doing stuff for the development of individuals, for the development of entrepreneurs. Yesterday, I had an opportunity of actually attending an event where they did this survey for entrepreneurs. Some of the findings on this survey, it was actually interesting. It got me questioning a lot of things as far as entrepreneurship is concerned. It got me questioning a couple of things as far as what corporate South Africa is trying to do for SMEs. Corporate South Africa is trying to do for small businesses in general. So for me, you know what, I've actually gone out of my way as well to try. I want to bring these guys to studio, the ones that did the survey, so that we actually get to discuss it more, so that we become in a position to understand as to what is it that they're actually planning for small business. What is it that they're actually planning for the improvement of individuals that are particularly getting into business? And interesting enough, you realize that there's actually a lot of money out there. There's a lot of capital that is actually being invested to businesses. So, but now being one of the countries that are mostly supported as far as enterprise development is concerned, being one of the countries that are mostly supported as far as business is concerned, what are we getting wrong though? You know, I mean, there's businesses that I know that they've been SMEs like forever. You know, they've been SMEs. They don't change being SMEs. They don't grow from being SMEs. You know, I mean, if obviously you are an individual, you're bound, you need to grow. I mean, you cannot be a child forever, guys, right? No, definitely. I mean, you can't. So, I mean, you need to grow. So, but what are we doing wrong? So, but I'm looking forward to definitely be having them in studio. But anyway, for me, it's something that I'm not against. I want to put this out there. Whether I don't know, it's a disclaimer or whatever. I'm not against anybody who has found a hustle or anybody who has found an opportunity of making money out of businesses. But I'm up against, something that is not of shared value. You know, shared value, it's two beneficiaries benefiting for one purpose or for one aim, or two people coming together, you know, in terms of shared value, in terms of benefiting. But if ever there's going to be one thing and one person only benefiting and not the other. So in this instance, I'm trying to try and really value how our SME is growing or how our SME is actually benefiting. I'm not alone in studio. I'm with guests that we're going to actually be engaging on some of these entrepreneurship initiatives. I know they are doing their bit as well in terms of bringing some form of value in terms of wanting to grow entrepreneurs. But I want to know as well, are they the only ones that are getting value, or those entrepreneurs are going to be getting value in return? I'm not actually very much looking forward to what they have to say. Interesting enough that I'd say I'm not looking forward, but I want to hear what they have to say. Maybe it will be the one thing that actually gets me excited, because some of us, you know, not only being an anchor, but being a businessman as well, we easily get affected by these things. So that's why, obviously, this is a show that brings you all things business. I mean, we bring in regulators, we bring in subject matter experts and industry champions to actually talk about these things. I mean, we cannot only be hearing people saying there's opportunities, guys, and we cannot be able to access these opportunities. And the few that you find that have accessed opportunities, but you know what, they can't seem to be actually be of benefit. I think joining the discussion, I want to hear what have you benefited from some of these entities? What have you benefited from some of these organizations? Because obviously, at the end of the day, we need to benefit, we need to grow, right? Yes, definitely. My boy Bulalani Bala is not in today. He's actually all the way in Polokwane, Limpopo. I wonder how he's is the weather there. I know it's very hot this time of the year. They are winter. It's definitely far different from ours. But anyway, let me take this opportunity to welcome our guest in studio. You know what, these guys, I know they are doing amazing things in their own right, but I'm not their advocate. They didn't pay me to come speak as to what they do. That's why they're here, for them to actually speak themselves as to what they do. You're all allowed to join in the discussion. Our studio line WhatsApp number is actually 079-748-2090. You're able to join in our discussion as well on WhatsApp. That's then we're able to communicate with you. But our social media following as well, it's at cliffcentral.com. On Twitter, it's Cliff Central page. On Facebook, and we are cliffcentral.com on Instagram as well. If you want to follow me, it's at doublehomophody. On Twitter, it's doublehomophody on Facebook, and it's definitely doublehomophody on Instagram and everywhere else. Let me take this opportunity to welcome this lady by the name of Njabulo Ndaba. I'm very familiar with Ndaba, guys. Remember, we've had two Ndabas on the show already. So maybe I don't know whether she's the third one or she's the fourth one. Which Ndaba are you?
I'm Ndaba, the one and only Njabulo Ndaba.
Oh, okay. No, it's fine. Njabulo, do you want to take this opportunity to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are and what is that you do.
Hello to everyone. Like Deborah said, my name is Njabulo Ndaba, and I am a vibrant young woman.
Vibrant.
Yes, I am vibrant. I am. I actually work professionally. I am an architectural technologist for a property developing company around here in Fourways. But on the side, I'm running a live magazine called Lady in Waiting. And which is the reason why I came here to tell you all about. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so grateful for Deborah for inviting me to come and have a chat with you guys.
No, definitely exciting. I love that voice, by the way. You must watch. You might get some of us out of a job. Eh? My brother?
I'm Andy Makaring. I'm a tech and media entrepreneur. I'm here to promote, from a technology perspective, the project that I'm working on, software project for SMEs, amazing project called Ladula. Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
It's called Ladula.
Ladula, L-E-D-U-L-A.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, maybe before we actually get to the main reason why you're here, maybe you can take us through, as to, where are you from? I mean, we all start somewhere, we all come from somewhere, you know, so obviously we don't just Europe out of the blue
out of nowhere,
and we become business people.
Absolutely.
So you can definitely maybe tell us where you come from and the beginning, how you started, because you said something very interesting. You said you're an architect.
Yes, okay. I am.
So obviously for me that says that you are one of the few women in construction. That
absolutely.
I actually get
it's
into
it's
this
very
space.
Male dominated. Yeah. Like they were not lying when they said so.
Yeah.
Back in varsity, it's so dominated by men. So when you're a woman and you're black,
mm-hmm.
It kind of helps a bit.
But
it doesn't mean that the men stop undermining you or
mm-hmm.
stop. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you gotta push through. You gotta if you want something done, you
mm-hmm.
have to push through and say this is how I want it done.
Yeah.
And that's how. That's my everyday job.
Yeah, no, take us from the beginning then. Who are you, where you come from, and how did you actually get to be in the space that you... We actually do that on the show because we know, I've realized one thing. Some
mm-hmm.
of the people that listen to our show,
yeah.
Others are on the verge of giving up. So we
yeah.
try by all means to be an inspiration to them so that they see that you don't just come out of the way and
no
become
way.
An architect. You don't just come out of nowhere and become an IT person or whatever. We all start from somewhere.
Yes, yeah. absolutely. Well, I grew up in the streets of Benoni, a place called Whiteville. And I grew up in a family, a Christian family, and I was a pastor's kid. So yeah, I did the whole church thing a whole lot. And then I actually wanted so much to be a pilot,
mm-hmm.
so much, and I enrolled into a school and I studied for it. But then when I got into the industry, the fact that it was so male-dominated actually discouraged me a little bit. And on top of that, I realized that my height and my sight actually don't... I couldn't get over the fact that I'm too short.
Okay.
So I left that, and I somehow found myself flying over during a lesson, and I looked down, and I saw all these beautiful buildings. And I, after a year, I found myself sitting in a studio, an architectural studio, mm-hmm. studying to be an architect. And yeah, it's been great.
Mm. Okay. No, it's fine. My brother?
From the start,
you didn't fly over anyway, so
no,
do
no,
not
no. No, no, dude. Okay, so about myself, originally I was born in Durban, raised there, a family in Maputo. Shout out to that.
Leave my table alone, dude.
That's my father's side. Grew up there a bit, mother's side. Mm-hmm. And then I actually studied industrial psychology.
Okay,
so I have an honors degree there. And then when I came to Joburg for a job, HR, I worked at corporate. What a time. And then I just didn't like it. And from then on, I self-taught myself IT. Because there were a lot of incubators, like Stand and Bag Incubator, the whole movement on meetup.com. Met up with a couple of friends, and that's how I did IT. A bit of coding and just the whole movement of IT.
Okay.
And then from then on... lived with my friends. I could say quit my job in a sense, and then we were kind of like just doing things for websites, you know, the whole services digital stuff. And then from then on, we started a business, a media business that didn't not quite go well. But the fortunate part is I now ventured into media. I managed to score like a big McDonald's deal last year. As like the male TV role. You may have seen the ad.
I didn't see the ad, did I?
You can play it right now, man. You've probably seen it.
Edit.
But I'm a very humble guy, so I did that last year. So that's when I started liking the media space. And fortunately, Brum Productions did the shoot. So I only realized after this was a huge international campaign. Okay. We won an award this year. And then from then on, I did media. And then this year, I continued with that. I got into One Day Leader, SABC One, Top 20. I couldn't continue because of my the stuff that I do, which is IT, which is the doula stuff. And then fortunately, a friend of mine wanted me to consult for software. By the way, I didn't even have a degree in this, which is the good thing about it, entrepreneur. And then from then on, I've just been doing that and then still pursuing the media interest. But yeah, that's my story. So tech and media are my favorite. And then hopefully one day I'll do construction real estate, because everywhere I go, I'm always looking at real estate.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yeah, you must come. That's my tip.
That's indestructible wealth. So.
Yeah. No, definitely. We've got two ladies that just walked in. Ladies, do you want to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are and what is that you do?
Hi. Hello?
Yeah, come closer to the mic.
Hello, I am
Matilda. I can't pick you. Try it.
Hi, it's Nikita here.
Yeah.
It's Nikita and Matsidiso from Thad Egurileni.
Okay. What is Thad?
It is the hookup dinner.
Oh, okay.
So it's a platform for entrepreneurs, by entrepreneurs. So it's a collective of people who are passionate about entrepreneurship, who have come together to where we've got entrepreneurs, both new and established, who come and collaborate. We share ideas, we share our journeys, and that's basically what that is. She'll tell you more about it.
Though. Okay.
Our simple slogan is connect.
You have not even said it.
Okay, I'm Matsidiso Oramadze. I am the fire starter for THAD in Egurileni. So THAD is a social networking event whereby we connect, we contribute into each other's success. We meet on a monthly basis. We are in 10 countries, which is 9 in Africa. one in the US. We've got that running in each and every province in South Africa, or except Mpumalanga, but we're soon getting there.
Yeah.
We are the bridging gap, if I may say so, between the corporates and the entrepreneurs, because entrepreneurs, you'll find that corporates have got programs that mm-hmm. the entrepreneurs do not know about.
Mm-hmm.
So we do not give jobs, but we bring these people together, they network, we package entrepreneurs, because some of them are not successful because they're not well packaged. So we will package you, we polish you, we send you to the client only.
Oh, okay. Only, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Only perfect.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
No.
And we run pitch trainings.
Mm-hmm.
We've got boot camps that run, not every time, but then we just plan them. We've got hackathons, but our main focus is on the networking events that we have on a monthly basis.
Oh, okay. So now in these networking events, I mean, as an entrepreneur, if ever I attend, what do I get out of it though? Besides, you said it creates the networking.
Yes.
Then from there, what else do I get out of it?
Okay, you get to be part of a family of entrepreneurs.
Okay.
As entrepreneurs, we go so much struggles on a daily basis, but then we do not have a place where we go and we talk about our frustrations.
Mm.
So out of the
so it's more like counseling for entrepreneurs.
Yes, hence our slogan is alcoholics go to the AA, entrepreneurs come to the hookup dinner.
Oh, nice. No, I like that. So you are also now, okay, you are an architect.
Yes.
But now being an architect, you've decided to say you want to start
this live magazine called Lady in Waiting.
Okay.
Yes. I basically started it because I found that's where my passion is, eh?
Mm-hmm.
That's where my heart is, and I'm so passionate about the development of young women, both young and old. That's just me.
Okay.
And so I've started this from the bottom. I literally had to take money out of my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no time to wait for funding or investors or anything. I just took what I had
mm-hmm.
and I ran with it.
Is it?
So, yeah, I'm really excited and, yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice. No, I like that. So, but now you said for the empowerment of women.
Yes.
So, this magazine of yours is for women.
Okay, let me explain it a bit okay. more into detail.
Because I'm very particular when it comes to women things and,
okay.
and
okay.
you know, because for me, I've always, I remember, I mean, I was doing this interview the other day and they asked to say, if I was a president, what would I do? Mm-hmm. I said, I'd kill the campaign of take a girl to child, take a girl to work child campaign,
mm-hmm.
you know? I would not say take a girl, but I would say take a child to work campaign, you know? Because the reality is I've realized to say so much investment is on a girl child.
Mm-hmm.
And if you understand in terms of disadvantage and everything all that, I mm-hmm. support all that.
Mm-hmm.
But now the boy child is neglected. Child,
absolutely.
And the boy child feeling neglected, the boy child tomorrow is the one that's the thief, that's going to be raping the girl,
uh-huh.
that's going to be the boy, that's going to be what, you know, doing, you know, taking advantage,
yes, yes.
or, you know what, hijacking that girl and yes. doing all of these things. But however, I'll be in a position, I want to be in a position to what, to raise value from a male child mm-hmm. to a boy child, to okay. say you need each other.
Yes, yes.
So hence, you shall be developed equally, knowing that you what, you depending on each other. But anyway, that's my opinion.
That's just such an interesting thing that you've just said, because I've found that with most of the talks and the workshops that we facilitate,
mm-hmm.
you find that a lot of guys are like, geez, you guys are having this amazing speaker, or, oh, wow, I need to hear this information, but it's for women, you know,
mm-hmm.
especially of late. I've just been so what I've decided to do is that even though it's called Lady in Waiting,
mm-hmm.
you know, fine, maybe towards, you know, later on in time, we'll mm-hmm. have lads in waiting. I don't know.
Okay.
Or something else. But it's just that it started off as this. And
And I'm realizing the challenges, and I'm realizing the weaknesses in the choices I've made in terms of the naming of it and whatnot. And I'm hoping that in the future it's going to grow organically so that we can both grow the boy and the girl child. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, definitely. My brother, you are also decided, okay, you want to get into the business of entrepreneurship. But not only now that you want to make money, but you want to develop other entrepreneurs. Tell us more about what you do.
Okay, what we do is, okay, there's two sides of it. So what we do is mostly...
Give us the good side.
The good side. It's a platform, mainly through an app and website. This is for small entrepreneurs. These are like your guys, like your home builders, electricians, plumbers. So what we're doing is, there's three sides of it. We offer training, ED, which is enterprise development, and also the software side of it. Because in South Africa, the problem is most people are not really educated digitally about their businesses. So what we do is we offer them free a website and a CRM. A CRM is like a customer relationship management where they can track customers, their payments, they can do invoices and quotes in the most simplest form via the Doer app. And so what we've done, we've got like 15 businesses right now that have signed up through us, and then they also come through training. We even have like on the app we have a data thing where people can track how many their activity. So we use that data to align with corporates as well. So when a corporate mentor comes to our offices, he already knows what to expect from an entrepreneur, rather than just lying and say, hey, I've got these amount of clients. So that's our game plan. And we have once a month training sessions. We have another one coming up on the 16th of September at our offices in Bryanston.
Okay, but now you're rushing me. So Zimkita Omvile, what to ten?
I lost him at the CRM in 15 businesses.
Exactly, because I lost him somewhere there myself. I want us to simplify this as much as we can, because I think you're doing something brilliant.
Yeah.
Yes. So I mean, if ever obviously you've just tuned in, we talking today, turning in. What am I saying? Sabali. Yes. So I mean, today we literally talking entrepreneurship awareness. I've brought in the kind of entrepreneurs that are not selfish. These entrepreneurs have gone out of their way, ladies and gentlemen, to actually want to not only run businesses but want to empower and inform other entrepreneurs. These are entrepreneurs that are different from the likes of incubators and other agencies that you find out there. So my brother, you spoke of the fact that you're running this you're running this program where you're looking at, let me say, handymen practically, because it's contractors, painters, and
service providers,
like
home service providers.
So now obviously we've got service providers that are watching, we've got service providers that are listening, and that want to engage further or understand further what you do. You know, so now you've built this platform. In this platform, these service providers register on your platform, and they get free websites.
The website is part of the package that we offer. So it's a website profile, very basic website profile. Of course, AdWords, all the Google advertising comes with us because we're also promoting that profile page of them.
Okay,
so that's from our website.
Okay,
and then through that, there's another side which is via the CRM, which is the app. Very simple app. It's like,
doesn't kid that, you know, as a CRM,
it's client relationship management.
Tell us, my man. You can't be saying CRM.
It's a customer relationship management.
Thank you.
Platform.
Because people, I'll make an example. I can take my painter on one side and I say, they give him the phone. I ask him, do you know what's a CRM? He's gonna ask. Exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, and then the app. So very, very basic, very, very simple, very, very straight to the point. What happens is, our onboarding process is, we usually onboard these entrepreneurs to our offices. If they're not in our offices, it's either we're going to contact them, and then there's even a list of how to download the app and stuff. And then, so the app is mostly about how to track a customer, like, so the activity, whether, when last did I talk to this person, was I giving them an invoice or quote? And then the other one is payments, if they've paid you or not.
Okay.
Of course, you can do that manually. And then we also have, invoices. Very basic, because a lot of service providers just use this, handwriting and stuff, or yeah. all that type of stuff. So we okay. try to wipe out that. Very simple. And I think we believe more into making these guys look professional, because it's all about being professional and getting also customers as well. And off that, you can leverage it by them getting mentorship. Because at the end of the day, you know, these incubators are good and all. I've been to it. I've been to them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie to you. I like them, but sometimes they can get, you know. So I think you got to help someone who's already started a business rather than just trying to give someone who's thinking, oh, these guys are already in the trenches. Mm. Like, they're already running a business. So they just need that business skills. So that's what we're about. We're not here to help someone who's thinking of being a business or an entrepreneur. We're helping people who are already entrepreneurs. Yeah.
So then what do you charge them for what?
Yeah, we first month is for free. Second month is $199 a month. We just charge money for the
waste. 200.
Yeah, $200 a month. Okay. Very cheap. We're actually bleeding money. Mm. But anyways, to the website and then the app as well. So that's what we charge for. And then the more they use the app, the more we have the data. And then the data, they can have corporate mentorships, and then they can have funding and stuff.
Mm.
And then, yeah.
Okay. So maybe let me ask you this, Zimkita. Why do you think we as entrepreneurs or as SMEs need opportunities of engagement? You know, why do you think we need events like the hookup dinner, like the lady in waiting, like some of the solutions that are out there in order to get empowered?
I'd say the main reason is because with entrepreneurs, we don't have a lot of conversations with one another, firstly. Okay. Even when we do, we don't know what it entails being an entrepreneur, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So when you attend such events, you get to understand, or at least you get a bit more knowledge on how the entrepreneurship world works, what it means to even be in business. Things like having to pay for salaries, services that you need for compliance. Mm-hmm. It's basic business knowledge that you get off of having conversations with other people. And it also teaches you, it gives you a brighter or a better understanding
mm-hmm.
of what is actually going on out there, because when you're sitting from the outside, being an entrepreneur is glamorous.
Like,
you see, you hear people saying we attend our meetings in restaurants, we're sitting in coffee shops with laptops and fancy phones. And that's not all it's all about. So we need to teach each other. We need to make sure that and facilitate the learning of the entrepreneurship world, because we don't have basic understanding of what actually goes on in there. People have brands, and most of them don't even have money. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've got cash flow issues, and some that do have cash flow issues, they're running businesses that are running at a loss or other challenges that they come across. So when you get to talk to like-minded people, mm-hmm. you get to understand what goes on in that world, and then that's where you decide, is this really for me? Is it not? It broadens your mind a bit.
Yeah,
I'd say.
Oh, okay. Matsidiso, why do you think it's important, though, according to you, for entrepreneurs to have counseling? I'm going to use you do counseling for entrepreneurs.
When it comes to entrepreneurship, like Uzimkita has said, we face a lot of challenges, and we do not have a place where we could go and share the challenges that we face. We do not have a certain qualification that will then teach you ukuthi this is what to do when you run a business, because even if you enroll on your business management course, they just teach you ukuthi uyibala kanjani imali, and they teach you ngama millions, forgetting that we start at zero. Sometimes we even start our businesses at minus, rather than starting on big monies. So having the therapy of entrepreneurs, you get to share the same problems, either in the same industry or different industries, but we get to understand the frustrations that we go through,
mm-hmm.
especially when it comes to us women. Women have the most challenges when it comes to business, because you have to be five people in one day. You must be a mother, you must be a wife, you must be a sister, you must be a business person, you must be a girl. We face a lot of challenges, but then if you, a problem shared is a problem solved.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, it's much better that we have this type of engagements.
Hmm. I mean, tell me, Njabulo, Matsidiso has made mention that as a female, you need to be the mother, you need to be the girlfriend, you need to be makwapeni.
Oh, yeah.
You need to be, yes, you need to be all of these things.
Yeah.
So right now, you're doing an intern called Lady in Waiting.
Yeah.
So obviously, you're speaking to ladies.
I'm speaking to women. Yeah.
You're speaking to women. Yeah. What are you hoping to achieve, though?
I am hoping to achieve... You know, this actually started from me, for myself as a young black woman.
Okay.
I found that I knew what I wanted out of life. I knew what I want, but I didn't know how to get there. You know, I didn't know who do I look to. It's fine. I want to start a business. I don't have a mentor. Fine. Mm-hmm. I want to start a business. I don't have experience because I haven't got a job. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So I'm just hoping that I can, you know, inspire people, and I'm hoping that people can learn off of other people who have done so well for themselves that they can also, you know, take a leap and actually do the stuff that they want to do. Interestingly enough, one of the projects that we're going to be having is this Saturday, the 29th of July. And the project is called Godfidence. And the theme behind it is that how do you build the God-given confidence to actually take the leap into achieving your dreams, both professionally and business, or you know, whatever it is that you want to do. So I think as women we kind of need that, man, you know. we need that emotional support, that therapy. I personally need it because I feel like I'm alone and I'm running this race alone, and there's no one who understands the fact that after my 9 to 5 I have to go home and I have to cook, I have to do all these other chores that as a woman I need to do, and if I don't do, I'm not woman enough. And at the same time, you know, I'm trying to be a man, and at the same time I need to put hours into this baby that I'm growing, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think I agree with you by saying that women sometimes they have it a little bit tough. I know it's overstated, but you're right, girl.
And in the boardroom, we also have men that are competing with us that are trying to prove that we do not have the balls to run.
Absolutely.
With us. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but also, I feel like, yes, and as much as we go through a lot as women, let's not shy away from the fact that if we all call ourselves entrepreneurs, then when it comes to the world, we're the same. We're facing the same challenges. Women a bit more than men, but then we're all facing the same challenges. So let's not segment this whole thing to it being just about females.
Yeah.
Let's all come together as a collective and make each other's lives easier or a bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like what Zimkita said. You know, I mean, I think we, there's this battle between female and male entrepreneurs. So it's like the female entrepreneurs are angry to say, you know what?
Exactly.
I don't think
it's a battle. I think we're just voicing our emotional needs.
But can I tell you something? I've noticed that in as much as we don't want to call it a battle, it actually is, and it happens like subconsciously as well. So it comes across in the things that we say and how we say them. Like now, we want to be heard that we as women are going through a lot. Guys are fathers, guys are husbands, guys are boyfriends, they bosses in their companies as well. So that's why I'm saying let's move away from it being about being female or male. Let's just agree that we are all struggling.
Okay, maybe Andile, let me ask you this. Right now, we need a collaboration of skills. You know, we need a collaboration of understanding. We need a collaboration of resources and everything else with female entrepreneurs, organizations that are out there, and everyone else. So my problem, I mean, you touched base on some of the things that obviously you haven't been part of an incubator and what happens out there, you know. So but now reality is there's all of these things happening at once. Don't you think as entrepreneurs we need to collaborate? Don't you think these organizations need to collaborate? Because I'm thinking what she's doing, it's part of what she needs is part of what she's doing, and what she's doing, she's part of what needs her. Amen. You know, so reality is we need each other in total, but we're failing to collaborate. Every entrepreneur wants to do their own thing. Every entrepreneur wants to shine in their own shine. Mm. Why do you think is that, and do you think we need a collaboration in regards to taking it this further?
Firstly, I'm saying it's not August yet, so everyone's talking about female.
Imagine what's going to happen in August.
Okay, yeah, for sure. I think with, like, we do need a collaboration. In theory, like, we need collaboration, but practically, I think because, you know, what we've noticed now in 2017 or the new millennium is a new generation of people, well, millennials that are wanting to start their own business. Mm-hmm. So what usually happens, most of us, especially black entrepreneurs, we start from the ground up. You know? So, in practicality, is that you're so focused on getting your money right and your business right that you want to help someone out, but you can't because you're focused on that. So, what ends up happening is that it's like every man is for himself, mm-hmm. you know. And I've seen it even in incubators, you know, in theory, like, do this, do that, learn this system, learn this theory, network, all blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, like, when you go back to your office or home or your whatever the base of your business, you're the one that has to make decisions, and you have to decide what you're doing. So I think that kind of affects you because you're like, oh man, I'm lonely, but I was with people now. So if I want to collaborate, that's going to take my time and energy. What's the payoff? What's the ROI?
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, every day, the guaranteed thing about a startup business is that you're bleeding money. You know, mm-hmm. you're going to run out of money. That's just it is what it is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I hate saying this, but how can you help the poor if you poor yourself in the beginning?
Matthew, so do you agree? How can you help the poor if you poor? So are you guys making millions?
No, we're not making millions yet. However, with knowledge, we can help each other. What he's good at, I might not be good at.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe my strength is marketing and he's good with finances, then he can help me to realize that I'm actually making profit, whether I'm undercharging or overcharging my clients. And if he's good in managing his finances, then I can assist him to be known out there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, okay. You having an event on Friday?
Yes.
Oh, tell us more about that.
We are having, is it the fourth? The fourth annual Tad Ekurhuleni event. It's actually the first event on the new financial year, since we all know that the mayor Ekurhuleni has just announced that there's 12 billion which will be allocated into small businesses, which is 4 billion per annum. So in partnership with the office of the municipality of Ekurhuleni, we are having an event this coming Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be at the Jimiston Civic Center, starting at 6:30 till 9:00. We've got Umeya Mzwandile Masina.
How did you manage to get the mayor to come to
the you talk until they listen.
Who are you paying, Kobe?
We are not, just saying the right things.
Okay.
So we've got Umeya on the panel, Mzwandile Masina. We have Utike Ngiza. We have Uchauke, which is Kefas Chauke, who is the head of LED, local economic development. Yes, yes.
Okay.
And we also have Uteboho Mafodi on the panel.
Oh, you do?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And they will be led or interviewed by our very own Osibusiso Ngwenya, Skinny Sibu Socks.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah. No, definitely. So is it money to get in?
No, for this one, it's not money. However, usually on the hookup dinner, people do pay for the food. We don't charge people to come in, but you pay for the food in support of other entrepreneurs. Kodwa, on this one, you're not paying. And tickets are selling like hotcakes.
Okay.
Yes. If you still
so you're not paying, my tickets are selling like hotcakes.
Yes, we've got tickets. If you don't have your ticket, sorry, you'll have to wait outside and listen to the mayor. The event is on Eventbrite. It's Tad Ekurhuleni.
Okay.
Please check us on our social media, which is at on Twitter is at Tad Ekurhuleni.
Mm-hmm.
On Instagram is at Tad Ekurhuleni, and Facebook is Tad Ekurhuleni.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, definitely. Your event, are people paying?
Absolutely. People are paying. It's going to be R100.
Oh, you guys love money. Yeah?
actually, nothing
is for free these days.
Yeah. The thing is, when you're starting a business and it has to start making its money, like its own pocket of money. Mm-hmm. You can't always have to take out of your savings.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise you can't save the world with your salary. You know? Okay. And so it is R100. What you do is basically there's a number on our invite that you can find on Facebook. On Facebook page, it's called Lady in Waiting, and there's basically a poster there. I'm hoping that we can share it somehow with the audience.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah.
Cliff Central. But what you do is you can send, you can make your bookings with Upalisa or Unjabulo on my number, which is 082-387-8008. Or you can actually contact us on the page, or you can talk to Upalisa on 083-291-0324.
We said how much is it? How much is the entrance?
It's R100.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, definitely. My brother, you have an event too?
Yeah, this is for all the small guys, entrepreneurs, handyman, service providers. It's on the 16th of September at our office opposite the campus. Different life building.
Mm-hmm.
It's for free. It's for free.
So now your office is big enough to host people.
No, but this is a collaboration effort project.
Okay.
So it's not only me involved. You know, let's get that out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just hitting it up. So that's where we usually have it. And then it's on the 16th of September. For more details, you can go to www.leduda.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll find information there. Or we even have a Facebook page, Leduda, L-E-D-U-L-A, L-E-D-U-L-A.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's.
Oh, okay. No, definitely. Zimkita, I've realized that most entrepreneurs have got a problem with paying, though. With paying events. They want free events. The next thing, they don't attend. Why do you think we hate paying like this so much?
Money is tight. Like, it's that simple. Like, money is proper tight. So, if I am going to be attending an event that I have to pay, there has to be value for me.
Okay, you must say that again. There has
Absolutely.
To be
value
okay.
in it for it, not necessarily just for the one individual, for everyone who's attending, because whether it's 50 rands or it's 100 rands, we're talking about black people our age, or the youth of South African black people are unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
So in as much as I've got a great business idea, I might not have 100 rands to get into an event.
That's true.
However, I don't care if you must ask for 10 rands from your grandmother, ask for 10 rands from your grandfather, your aunt. Just make sure, especially if you understand the value behind an event that you're attending.
I love that. Especially if you understand the value of the event that you're attending. Quickly, give us the value of the event that we're attending.
Ooh, the value for what people are going to, well, what people should expect on Saturday is that personal growth, man. You know, a lot of people are feeling stuck. A lot of people are feeling like they're in a rut. And so these events, what they're doing is they literally, you know, I literally had another event that we did in Durban. As far as Durban, people in Durban are asking for us to you know, to continue bringing, organizing these events there, because there's a lot of young people. As much as there's internet, people don't only use Facebook and social media. People don't use for other stuff that can actually help them to develop. People don't even know, you know, information about which varsity to go to. It's that bad when you go far outside of the cities of Johannesburg and Durban and, you know, Cape Town. People need that information, and that's the information that I'm giving off. Mind you, with these events, it's not like if you don't have 100 rand, you can't come in. You know, think about that. You know, we'll let you in. We'll let you in. And the speakers that we have are exceptional. I can't wait for people to hear. Yeah.
Oh, okay. My brother, quickly, the value that we're getting?
The value, I think it's a sales and marketing session. So and I like it because it quickly takes out the BS, because at the end of the day, this is a sales game. Entrepreneurship is a sales game. Most people don't understand that. You can talk, have a nice idea, but if you don't know how to pitch, if you don't know how to the market, branding, promoting, I think you kind of screwed. So that's what we're focusing on there. And then after that is more about how do you make it professional and stuff, because the thing is about school as well, they teach you how to manage a business rather than how to create a business. So that's what we literally focus on.
So you're going to be teaching people how to create a business other than managing a business?
No, creating and managing. But at the same time, creating a business itself means sustaining it. You know, that's kind of like oxymoron there.
Mm.
But yeah, so that's what it is. If you want to know how to talk to a customer, cold call, all those type of things, that's what it is. You don't even have to be like one of the main customers, just any entrepreneur. You can even be an artist, someone can come through. But just learning and just being around like-minded people, entrepreneurship is a blessing itself, and people that have done it. And yeah, I'm part of the training guys there, but I'm still a participant at the end of the day.
Mm.
So that's what it's about.
Yeah, definitely. Mercedes, so give us our value.
Okay. This is a platform, especially this coming event, where we're giving the city of Ekurhuleni the platform to engage entrepreneurs on what the city has for entrepreneurs, because in as much as...
We want that 4 billion. Mm. You must tell them. They must come sponsor the show. We want that 4 billion so that we speak to more entrepreneurs. Even if they don't give us 4 billion, guys. I'm sure 400,000, 400,000.
400,000. 1 million.
You know, even 4 million can do a huge difference on this show. We can make a lot of, you know, entrepreneurs.
Yes, hence we've got this. The mayor is now going to address entrepreneurs and tell them what programs or how we go about applying or getting our share of this. 4 billion, because it doesn't only speak to Ekurhuleni. It's 60% of it has to be spent Ekurhuleni. The other 40% will be spent in the other provinces. And then we're bringing Uskini Sbu to be doing the interview and all the other people that are coming, because Uskini Sbu started a very... how do I put this? An amazing business, and he's sustained it for the past 4 years. He's selling socks, and he's... Yes, he's making money, he's got challenges, but then with his business and his entrepreneurial journey, he'll know what the right questions to ask, which will speak both to the mayor and the entrepreneurs.
Yeah. I know, you must call me when you have the president, so that I can come facilitate the president, yeah?
Also back to the value aspect of attending such events, you're not only exposed to other entrepreneurs, but then we invite decision makers, we invite corporates that could assist an entrepreneur in one way or another. So it's not just you attending there and you're sitting there and you're listening and you're like, okay, what's in it for me? You know, it goes beyond that. I mean, you get to exchange information with other people, and collaboration is becoming a thing, because now I now understand that I might be doing events, but then I'm doing events, I might be able to sit with the owner of Lady in Waiting magazine, and then we can see how we do that, and then we can bring him in as well, and then we're creating a bigger platform that is beneficial for three people in different industries, but then we find a way of working together, and in that and in turn we are helping each other.
No, definitely not, guys. We've run out of time, and this is actually what happens when you have a good time. But we usually close off the show in style. 30 seconds worth of inspiration to somebody that is listening.
Okay. Never give up. Whatever happens, whatever challenges you go through, always walk. If you can't walk, crawl. If you can't crawl, run. As long as you keep going forward.
No, definitely. 30 seconds.
The harder you work, the luckier you get, and make contacts to make contracts.
I like that.
Yo.
How come I have to go after him? My one is take the leap, hey? Whatever it is that you want to do, make that phone call, write it down on your to-do list, make that phone call tomorrow. Just do it.
Okay. Third of say, ma'am?
collaboration is honestly the new innovation. So if people from different backgrounds can come together, it makes a difference. I mean, we all get to move a lever higher. So collaborate.
No, definitely. This is all that we had for you today on 360 Basic Cases. Again, next time for another exciting installment of 360 Basic. If ever you've just tuned, you can always go to www.cliffcentral.com to actually catch the podcast. And there's much more, a lot of exciting shows that you can definitely listen to. This is all that we had for you today. My name is Debo Homafodi. Unfortunately, Bulelan is not here. Catch us again next time for another exciting installment of 360 Biz. I'm out.
This is CliffCentral.com.